My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw on third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I'm going to need this to start sounding a whole lot better on Monday. Big weekend for the Yankees coming up out in Chicago. Hey, it's the Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz, and we've got a pair of field-level tickets as the regular season winds down in the Bronx as the Bombers take on Kansas City. And those Royals are feisty, man, over at the stadium Wednesday, September 11th. Right now, we'll do call the number 10 at 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. Your chance to win is all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. And, you know, listen, I set this out before. We're going to get back into football here and hook up with our buddy Nick Costos in a moment. But it was a big weekend for the Yankees. I think it's the biggest weekend of the season. The standings are obviously paramount. You've got Luis Gil coming back. You've got Clark Schmidt coming back. They're going back to back. And then Garrett Cole's pitching on Sunday. So you got to start cranking out some wins here. Mix, you know, that race with Baltimore. Obviously, Yankees are bleeding out a little bit here as they reassert their belief for some reason in Verdugo. Judge hasn't done a thing since that Paw Patrol commercial or cartoon dropped. Soto's been a little all over the map. They got to start winning. All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan. I'm looking forward to this. Now, last year we did it. You guys have known each other for a long time. And our buddy Nick Costos will be with us all football season. And he's got a show, by the way, the Nick Costos Sunday Show from 8 to 9 here on The Fan. And he's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. And he is now a father. So it's a little tough to juggle those parlays with screaming and dirty diapers, huh, Nick? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Greg, great to be back on with you guys. And today, and I appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much. Today is my daughter Colette's four-month birthday.
She's nice.
4 months birthday on May 6th. And I got to celebrate my daughter's four-month birthday anniversary, whatever, by waking up in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am through Monday doing shows. So maybe wish I was home, but great to be here in Vegas and great to be on with you guys. I appreciate that.
And that's awesome. And by the way, your buddy Sal, who, again, you guys known each other, what, since the Serious Newsroom back in the day?
I would say at least 2004.
20 years.
Yeah, exactly. 20 years.
20 years. I've known you basically for a year or so, having you on the show. And I'm like, wait, Nick became a dad, right? I was talking to Sal before the break and before we came back. He's like, yeah. I'm like, it was fairly recent. He's like, yeah, about a year or so. He didn't even know.
No,
so
I said under a year.
Like, about a year. He didn't even know, Nick.
He said under a year.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He said a year.
Yeah, 4 months. I was right on point.
I mean, to be fair, Sal's got bigger fish to fry, like the 2024 New York Mets. So I totally understand. I give my friend Sal Licata a mulligan for this one. No problem.
Let me just say, before we get to the games here or whatever, congrats on the show on The Fan. I know how much that means to you, you know, on Sunday doing that hour. And nobody is as good as Nick at what he does. He is the best in the world at the handicapping and making the picks and entertaining. What do you call wagertainment? Nobody.
Wagertainment.
There you go. Nobody is as good as Nick Costos as that, and we love having y'all on the show, of course, every single weekend. I know you got off to a good start last night with the Thursday night game, having the Chiefs. What do you like tonight? Before we get into the slate on Sunday with the Jets and Giants specifically, I'm curious your opinion on tonight's game in Brazil between the Packers and the Eagles.
Yeah, so I think, Sal, we have to approach this game, Connor, with like a little bit of a grain of salt, just because, like you said, it's being played in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Like, it's like absolutely ridiculous on the opening Friday night of the season. So this is not going to function as a normal game, at least beforehand. And look, maybe the game starts and it looks completely like a normal game, but I don't know how this is going to go. Like, I don't know how to handicap something like this with the game being in Brazil. So as far as the side of the game goes, Philly is favored by less than 3. Which I think is fine. I think Philly's probably a little better than Green Bay coming into the year. So no issues with them being a small favorite on a neutral field. So I think that's fine. Make me pick the winner of the game. I'll take Philly slightly. But the bet that I will make, just because I want to have action and I'll be at the sports book tonight in Vegas, I'll bet the over of the game. And we're sitting probably around about 49. I love both of these offenses. Like, absolutely love both offenses coming into the year. I think we get a big-time bounce back for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense with our guy Saquon Barkley now there. And I think he's going to have a big season. It'll make Giants fans upset, whatever, with Kellen Moore now running the offense. And then Jordan Love and these Green Bay Packers, like young receivers, Matt LaFleur pulling the strings. I really, really like both of these offenses. Now, one thing to watch out for tonight, and this is something that's a little in the weeds, right, is how the game is going to be officiated. Because we saw last night Ronnie Stanley for the Baltimore Ravens get called for like 19 illegal formation penalties. And we have seen Lane Johnson, like the Eagles, like maybe like future first ballot Hall of Fame offensive tackle. He's the king of this when he starts like half a second before the ball is snapped. And that has not been called a penalty in the past. Like, Sean Hockley and company, like, made it a point last night to throw a billion flags on that exact play. So I'm curious if that's going to get officiated tonight and the Eagles will get penalized a bunch. Just something to keep in mind as the game is going on if people want to live bet it. If that's something that's going to be a thing, Lane Johnson goes early on almost every play. Giants fans know this, and I'm curious if that's going to get flagged this season.
Well, I definitely want to get some Jets and Giants stuff on the board, but let everybody know, of course, that's our buddy Nick Costos, and he's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, make sure you guys download and check out the You Better You Bet pod for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your pod. So, I love the futures market. It's always fun. Yeah, you pick 4 or 5 teams you think are going to be really good. You ride the over. You take a couple teams you think are going to stink. You ride the under. But you have to do it now because the season started. So, is there a team or two that you have a contrary opinion to, positively or negatively, just against the general consensus, where you would put a pretty good amount of coin either under or over win totals? Any teams jump out to you?
We want to save like the New York teams, right?
So yeah, save them. Yep.
Okay. The one that I like the most, and I will give you an under. Like everyone in content likes to give overs. I'll give an under here, and I will support this take by betting against this team coming up on Sunday. And it is the chic team, the sexy team, coming into the season. And the team, actually, that had the inferior Hard Knocks. The Giants might be terrible this year, but that Hard Knocks was really good. Also, Brian Daboll, take your feet off the desk, you slob. I didn't like that from my coach. Yeah, like, he's literally sitting in the room with John Mara with his feet up like he's 13 years old. Like, grow up, coach. The team I'm talking about is the Chicago Bears. Now, I think Caleb Williams is going to be awesome. This is not an anti-Caleb Williams thing. I love Roma Dunze. I love DJ Moore. I like Montez Sweat. I like some of the members of the secondary. But I think the thing that everyone has forgotten in all the Caleb Williams hoopla, and I would encourage you guys, like, think about this, and people listening, we're all NFL fans, right? It wasn't that long ago, this calendar year, 2024, that all of us thought that Matt Eberflus, as I call him, Matt Eberflus, you know, because he loses games, that he was a terrible head coach, a brutal as a head coach. They finished the season like pretty well, to be fair, and he ends up coming back for a third season, which is going to prove to be a monumental mistake, because like you needed to start fresh with a rookie quarterback with an offensive-minded head coach. Instead, here's Matt Eberflus back for another season, and he got like, oh, you know, he got this cool haircut and he grew this beard, like it's like Hannah Montana or something, where like the loser in class gets a like, cool haircut and now all of a sudden he starts getting straight A's. Like, this is real life. Like, sorry, got a cool haircut, still a bad coach. And it's just like the Bears are going to roll out of bed this year with a rookie quarterback and a bad coach, and they're going to go 9-8. Like, that's what the bet is, that they're going to finish above 500. I don't like this offensive line. I don't think they're going to have a pass rush besides for Montez Sweat. It is a rookie quarterback who did not handle the pressure last year at USC well after they lost games. How do you think the Chicago media is going to treat this situation? They're expecting him to come in and basically beat Jim McMahon immediately in Chicago. They lose this game on Sunday to the Tennessee Titans. I'm curious to see how all of this is going to play out. Give me the Bears under 8.5. Wins the season. Give me the Tennessee Titans plus the points on Sunday in Chicago.
Ooh, I love it. You actually sold me on the Bears. I'm with you on that. The hype train, they never live up to it. All right, Nick, let's get to the locals here. Start with the over-unders. Giants are 6.5, Jets 9.5. Where are you at with both those teams going into the year?
Unfortunately, as a big Giants fan, I just like, you can make a bull case for the Giants, I guess, which is that the defensive line's absolutely awesome. For what it's worth, and we can talk about this with the game on Sunday, I think Neighbors is absolutely going to be ridiculously awesome. I've drafted him in basically every fantasy league I've done. I think he's going to be great. But, I mean, the offensive line looks like it's going to be brutal again, and the quarterback's still Daniel Jones. So, like, someone make the case to me how, like, this team's going to be good this year. So maybe they could win 7 games. It's certainly possible. I don't have much of an interest in betting that win total for the Giants because they could go 7-10. Like, it's not impossible, but are they going to go 9-8, 10-7, 11-6? I think absolutely not. I think it's more likely that Drew Lock starts at the end of the season and Daniel Jones gets benched like Russell Wilson did last year for Denver because of the injury guarantees in Daniel Jones' contract, and they don't want to risk him getting hurt and having to pay him next season. So I think this is going to be a bad season for the Giants, and hopefully we start over next year with a new quarterback like we should have done this year. Now, so get the negative out of the way. Now we can do some positive. BT, I think this could be your year, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me, baby. Let's go feed it. The veins are here. You know, feed it.
So, look, like, you play in the same conference as, like, maybe the greatest player ever. It's, like, kind of not fair. You're Brady, and now you have Mahomes. So, like, I don't know what happens if and when we get to January and it's Jets-Chiefs. I don't know, like, how you bet against Patrick Mahomes. But if I were to bet against Patrick Mahomes with any team in this conference, it would absolutely be Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. There are not many teams that can come into the year and can...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Actually say it is their ultimate upside to lift the Lombardi Trophy. The Jets are unquestionably one of those teams. A much, much improved offensive line. There can be no doubt about that. Rodgers stays healthy. He's going to be really good. Garrett Wilson is going to be in contention for Offensive Player of the Year. Breece Hall will be in contention for Offensive Player of the Year. And say what you want about Robert Saleh, and I think he's a brutal head coach. Doesn't matter. Rodgers is going to be the head coach of the team and the offensive coordinator. Let Bob Saleh just work on the defense where he's great. And, like, the defense is going to be really good. Got to figure out the Reddick stuff as far as, like, the whole season is concerned. But, man, like, I think they're going to win the division. I think, like, 13 wins is in range for the Jets in the regular season this year. I think they can win the – like, I actually think, and I know, BT, for all the Jets fans out there and for you, it's difficult to be optimistic.
No, it's not. No, Nick, I'm different. I'm different. I'm not a loser, like most Jet fans.
Oh, jeez.
That's a nice shot at your own fan base. But I really think, like, as hard as it is for a lot of Jets fans to be optimistic, I think you have legitimate reason to be optimistic this year. Their ultimate upside, the ultimate upside for this team is to win the team's first Super Bowl since the winter of 1969.
This is Nick Costos, everybody.
This is too much is what this is.
It's true.
I know it is.
Is it because the defense, Nick? Because I do think that the defense is the one thing that can separate them in the AFC. I love Rodgers just as much as anybody else, and I do think the offense will be better, obviously. But will it be as good as Kansas City or Baltimore or Cincinnati or even Buffalo or Miami?
They're better than all those teams except for Kansas City.
The defense, to me, is what's going to separate the Jets in the AFC, potentially, if it is.
I would say that when you look at, like, quarterback – pass protection, offensive line, pass rush. I think the Jets, like, the only teams that you can say are better than the Jets in the AFC are the Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Like, Houston's, if I had to pick another team to maybe beat Kansas City, it would be Houston. It's never Baltimore. Like, we've seen the Harbaugh Lamar Jackson movie a million times. We saw it last night. They had no business even being in that game at the end of the game. We have seen this play out with Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. I'll laugh my way through the rest of this segment if someone wants to say the Bills will beat the Chiefs. Absolutely not. The Dolphins' offensive line is a train wreck. The Bengals are coming into the season as a train wreck. They might lose to the Patriots on Sunday. It doesn't look like Jamar Chase or T. Higgins are going to play. Like, I want someone to tell me how the Jets are not like a top two or three team in this conference and say it with a straight face.
No, you're right. Nick, the only thing that you have to, and it's the hardest thing to do, is delete all the stuff from your memory bank pertaining to the Jets' hell. If you can do that, which I choose to do, what you just said is true.
Yeah, like, this isn't going to be like past seasons here with the Jets. It's not going to be Sam Darnold. This is not going to be Adam Gase. Like, Rich Kotite isn't walking through that door.
Yep.
Like, Richard Todd's not going to be under center for the Jets. Like, I really think I think it's going to be a magical season for them. Now, can I talk about the game on Monday night for a second?
Yep, go for it.
The Niners. Okay, so I've just said how much I like the Jets, and on balance, if I had to bet one at price, it's not even close. I would take the Jets over the Niners to put my money down to win the Super Bowl. I think the Niners have some issues, Super Bowl hangover. But it does not really look like an advantageous spot to bet the Jets coming up on Monday. So the Jets could lose on Monday night. Mm-hmm. It changed nothing about how I feel about the Jets this season. Like, the Niners get Ayuk and Trent Williams back in the fold. And we have seen this play out over the course of a while here in the NFL. Like, we haven't seen Rodgers basically since, like, RFK was still in the presidential race. And Brock Purdy and company played in the preseason. We see offenses where the quarterback and the first-team offense doesn't play in the preseason can struggle early in games. And the Reddick situation hasn't been figured out yet. So I'm not saying the Jets are definitely going to lose on Monday.
Yep.
Just that for Jets fans, like, if you lose on Monday, like at the defending NFC champions, I don't think this is like Chicken Little end of the world. So I love the Jets this year, but I'm not rushing to bet them to win this game on Monday.
We got to wrap it up. It's almost boring radio for me to sit here and say I agree, but I agree with that too. Like, I don't necessarily think they'll do this more on Monday, but I don't necessarily think the Jets win. But then you look at week two with Tennessee, week three with the Pats, week four with Denver. There's a lot of early wins and a lot of talent. But
3-1 at worst.
Yeah.
3-1 at worst after four.
I don't disagree.
Real quick, you don't have to go into a long thing. I just want to know your take on the Giants game, specifically Sunday. You like the Giants here to win this game against Minnesota, or are you worried about Sam Darnold?
I'm not worried about Darnold. I'm worried about my quarterback being really terrible. And like the fact that Adoree Jackson just got signed off the scrap heap, that bodes well against Justin Jefferson. We'll see how that goes. Like, I think, like, flip of the coin who wins the game. But I will tell you, I'll talk about this more on Sunday morning. Malik Nabers is being priced at, and the number's gone up. It should. I think it's like 62.5 receiving yards. The Vikings just signed Stephon Gilmore off, like, basically off his couch. Like, Nabers will run circles around Gilmore and the secondary. And Nabers' reception prop in this game is 5.5, and it's juiced under. Malik Nabers is going to have 6 catches in this game by halftime. So that's how I'm looking to play this game. Give me all the Malik Nabers in this game and this season for the Giants.
Nice. He is going to be an absolute beast. Hey, Nick, congrats again. Fatherhood, 4 months. So while your wife is putting candles on the cupcake, you'll be out there seeing if that reverse hits back door. And it's the way it should be. Have fun on Sunday as well. 8 to 9 here on The Fan. Nick Costos' Sunday show. Hey, great stuff. We're going to have an awesome year together. Happy you're back, bud.
I appreciate it. And I'm just happy football's back so I can stop paying attention to the horrendous New York Yankees. Wishing you guys and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. I'll talk to everyone on the Fan coming up 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
We're waiting for that minimal sweats tag. There he is, Nick Costos. He's the best. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. So calls brought to you by BetMGM. 888-808-1019. Again, Nick will be with us every Friday during the football season. Energy. He's going to win you some money. And he's, you know, he's still a big Yankee fan, still a big Giant. Keeps it real, which is what you need. He fits in. I love that we have him on our show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.